Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To the south of France, to paradise, to my colleague Simon Constable, writing for Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and other distinguished publications, and watching the climate of southern France, because thunder and lightning. Simon, a very good day to you. It is important to emphasize that the climate now considers you a teaching opportunity, because the climate is teaching you, thunder and lightning, how to raise a puppy, a border collar puppy, in the outskirts of civilization. Your new companion is named Lyra. How has Lyra weathered these, since she's only been here 10 weeks, how has she weathered the thunder and lightning all around you? Good day to you, Simon.
Good day to you, John. Well, the initial one was a few nights ago, and it terrified her and the other dog we have, Juno, and they both demanded to sleep in my wife and I's bedroom because they were just so scared by it. It was actually really quite loud. Today, we've also had another thunderstorm, but it was, I would call it a light thunderstorm. So, there were thunder claps and there was lightning and all the rest of it, but it wasn't quite so bad. She's now right by my desk, is Lyra, sleeping and twitching until she's having a nice dream, or hopefully a nice dream, but she's a little afraid of all this noise from the sky. It's very interesting. I think she's going to get over it quite quickly because she's quite a forthright young lady.
Wonderful. Two dogs enjoy each other's company. And Juno, listen in on everything you just said. Good that you mentioned her name, because it's easy for her to get out of sorts. Oh, a puppy. I've got to compete with a puppy. Okay. Now, in addition to the climate, thunder and lightning, it is midsummer. You have butterflies, and you have to give us a report on your plums. Let's start with the plums. Are they still falling off? Or are you harvesting them?
The plums, the yellow plums of the Mirabelle tree, we seem to have missed those because they went from not quite ripe to completely disappeared in about a couple of days. So I'm not sure what happened there. Maybe birds got up in the tree and ate bits of them and they just didn't fall off. What I have seen on the morning walk with Juno this morning were the big blue plums. And they're absolutely fantastically looking. They're going to be really ripe soon, and I am determined not to let them get away with just falling on the ground and being eaten by animals. I want some because I want some jam for the winter. So that will happen, and they're looking really, really lovely at the moment. That is fantastic. And the butterflies around the plants in the garden are really kind of out of control. It's like a swarm of them when you go in some parts of the garden. And they are beautiful and they're very nice and they don't attack me or any of the animals we have here.
Butterflies are one of the joys of summertime. It means it's midsummer, Simon. It's time to prepare for fall. However, we need to check in on the commodities. Here, our energy prices have stabilized this summer. They're not skyrocketing. They're not falling off. So your energy prices, and then we'll get to the metals.
Yeah, this is very interesting. The same is happening here, and it's important to realize that for crude oil, whatever benchmark you use, it tends to move globally. So Brent crude is now $68 per barrel. It's down 17% last year. I would imagine that West Texas Intermediate in the U.S. would have moved a similar amount, probably down 17%, which is great for the U.S. economy, which uses a lot of gasoline, which comes from crude. So That's good. TTF, which is how electricity is priced, at 33 euros per megawatt hour. That's a little less than last week, but it's up 2% on the year. Again, it's moderating like you were talking about. Now we get into some really interesting changes. Copper continues to rise $5.79 per pound. This has got to be a nose-bleeding price
for anyone. Is that an all-time high? Has anybody flashed it? It's never been this high.
I believe it's never been this high. It certainly sounds like it. If it goes above six, it's a definite.
Yeah.
That is a very high price for this. It used to be not that long ago, about three decades ago, it was 60 cents a pound. And that's up 40% since this time last year. That is an incredible move by any asset. I mean, it really is. And then we've got the opposite in the next one, which is lithium, which is used to make lithium-ion batteries for electric cars. That's down 18%. And that, again, is something we've talked about every week, seemingly forever, that China's electric vehicle business is really cratering right now. It's really, really crushed. So the demand for lithium has gone down, and with it, the prices. Iron ore hasn't really moved much. It's at $98 per metric ton. That's $2,200. Pounds, American pounds, and that's down 9% on the year. So not so much, but not so good either. When it's down like that, it indicates the industry isn't doing that well. Wheat, no significant change over the last year, $5.49 per bushel, which is the standard amount that is priced. Then we go to some really interesting ones. Orange juice. $3.31 per pound. That's down 22%. That's a big fall. Coffee up 29% to $2.97 a pound. And that's got to be eye-watering for people other than me, as because I've just got to glaze over this.
You're talking
one.
Year over year, right? 29%.
Yeah, 29% year over year. It's a big move. That is a big move of inflation for a lot of people, anyone who wants to go to a cafe or something like that. And cocoa is basically unchanged. It's a metric ton costing $8,111, and that's a huge amount. And these are all really big moves, I mean, in either up or down, and it's telling you something about the economy, and I'm hoping the cocoa situation comes right soon.
Your economy, Simon, before we turn to taxes back home, your economy in Europe is said to be weighed down by the lack of high-tech creation. Silicon Valley, you don't have one in all of Europe. An article in the FT this week, can Europe break free of American tech supremacy? The continent's dependence, and they include Britain in this, on U.S. groups for digital infrastructure is causing growing concern among executives and policymakers. You've been reporting on Europe for some time now. There's a prejudice, I've heard it from Rachel Reeves, the Chancellor back in London, there's a prejudice against risk-taking in the British culture. I don't know if that's true for the French culture and the German culture, but the British culture she identifies. Is that something you remember growing up? Don't take a risk, play it safe.
Absolutely, absolutely. It certainly the people around me, parents and relations would say, oh, you don't want to do X because that's risky. You don't know how it's going to work out and you'll probably have a disastrous failure and never work again. It was almost as if they were saying, don't juggle live hand grenades in the way that it was, the tone it was used. So there is a lack of risk-taking in the whole of Europe. And risk-taking means that you got to understand that you don't know what the outcome will be, that and that you might fail on that. And that shouldn't be a problem. If we look at Edison, who invented the light bulb in America, as it was very famous for saying, I haven't failed 10,000 times. I've just found 10,000 ways that don't work. And I think that is a much better approach to life and to business and everything. And you see in Silicon Valley has a very high failure rate, but it also has some spectacular successes. And that needs to happen. There is no Silicon Valley funding way of doing things. That isn't there. And every country is culturally different in Europe. And so when you're bringing out a product, you've not got a massive market like America has. You have a lot of medium-sized markets. And the only other country that really does well with tech innovation is China. Because of that, they have a big market as well, and they're willing to take risk.
And this is something Reeves is complaining about. And what is she doing about it? What can be done about it? Is it the education system? Is it moms and dads? Do you have, now reflecting back over the time that you spent listening to Don't Take a Risk, is there a change afoot? Or is it still coming?
I hope there is. I think there is much more of that in younger people now than there used to be. And I think that's a very good thing. I think everyone needs to understand that if your children go off and start a business and it doesn't work, don't be mean to them. Just say, well, okay, you tried. So try again, try better. And I think that's, you know, or fail again better. But, you know, keep going. And I think we need that cheerleading thing that America has. Your friends will cheer you on, wanting you to succeed, regardless of whether they're involved or they should be doing that. And there are lots of people who say, well, that'll never, you know, you'll never be able to make that work. That's a wrong way to address people who are trying something that has a level of risk in it. What you should say is, let me help you. If you need help, I might be able to find some other people who can help you. Go for it. And if it doesn't work out, then you can try again with something else. I think that would be a much, much better way for British people and European people to approach people wanting to take risks, because we need risk takers.
One more detail. You moved to America. You took a big risk coming to a strange culture. Was it something that your friends admired, or they said, not for me?
But basically, they said, oh, you know, they've got unemployment in America, too. That was the last company I worked for in the UK. And they were telling me, oh, no, you know, it's going to be hard for you to find a job. And I found a job within 6 weeks on Wall Street, straight out of college, basically. So, yes, there was a lot of naysaying. There was a lot of, oh, you won't make it there. You won't do very well. Et cetera, et cetera. There was a lot of that. You know, why don't you just stay here? We're the best country in the world. We're talking about Britain. And it was just very negative. And I really don't like that attitude.
Simon Constable in the south of France. We're going to turn to taxes next, because that is the talk back in London. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.